here, 5.75. And this one just opposite. The source port number in this case, 5.775. Destination is going to here, it's 6.8. So in this case, you can see you have multiple, the different IP address, different port number, P3, P4, IP address different. But in terms of here, you share same IP address, same port number. If segments from different IP addresses have the same destination IP address and the same port number, they will be directed to the same process to go to here. This is typically like a UDP we mentioned should be going like this way. Alright, the contrast of this connection is demultiplexing. We have a so-called collection oriented demultiplexing. In this case, I mentioned it should be one-to-one. You determine whether, in this case, for example, this is all is HTTP server. HTTP server, suppose you have IP address, the port number is 80. So for this client, you have only one process that corresponds to here. In this host, you have two different processes. But both could be a different one. So you can say for this kind of situation, despite this different source, but in terms of destination, they are always this B IP address, the port number 80 is right, this could be this 3. How, you already said, a process the IP address and the port number. For this one, how you determine? So in this case, actually each of these process have different unique ID. So you call it, in this case, as we said, your source ID, IP address, IP port number, destination ID address, but in this case, is destination is the same, but the source is different, actually, could be different. This one was said peer-to-peer, pair-to-peer, just you cannot meet with someone else. So that's the significant difference, okay? We also talk about, in terms of schema, given a file, how to share this file in the internet. One is the so-called client and the server, so each of these you have upload rate, you have download rate, right? So for this case, this is a client server. Each time, the server upload the file, one of client download. Okay, so this is the situation. Then you look at here, upload the server from the here, you take a file size F, upload with US. So you got the F divided by US, is right? You will need to send n copies to n slide. So the total how many bits you are in times F divided by US, either this amount of time, is right? In terms of sender. So then in terms of client, because different command, you have upload speed and download speed. We use the minimum one. So the minimum download speed should be F divided by D, right? So then you can say, if everybody should get the document F, so the minimum, be careful, larger or equal, is minimum amount of time, or the time of normal amount may be larger than. So you need at least, from the server side, you download the DNA, and then all the module should download should be empty divided by minimum. Okay. So a little bit tricky is over here. So because in the end everybody get this file, so the total it should be n times f. But here the denominator US plus individual one. So this one this exactly means for example it's f, alright, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. You have four parts. For example, this is three times. Okay? First, that A got one, B maybe got three, and C got two. Okay? So once you got it, okay, the second round, the one, this guy upload this module. Okay? So this upload this one, maybe, you know, the this two become a pair. So then, you know, one got three. And 3 got 1, okay? So then at the same time, this maybe this a pair, maybe this also a pair. So that means this got 3, right? Then this got 2, okay? So once this guy get a 2, okay? So then maybe after this round, this already uploaded 4 already, okay? So then you can continue, okay? For example, this two come out here. So this is one, you do not have one, you come here. So, and then this is two and four, so two go to here, and four go to here, okay? So then this guy, 1, 2, 3, okay? So this is round, this is called four. So that means each time you once you got that chunk, you upload everybody else and share with you. So that's why they got doing this. Alright? So then we give so this pattern is also in the denominator. N is linear, but be careful in terms of denominator part, everybody involved. In the previous one, there I will know in here you do not have everybody involved. So that's why linear. So this is the theoretical result. Then we look at the practice whether this is okay. We try to figure out, all right? So then last time we just briefly talked about the bit torrent. Today we will have a question about that. Okay, this we see that everybody is free come and free joining, free departure. Okay. Suppose the file divided 256 kilobits. That means each chunk 256 bits, alright? And the PR joining in, okay? So suppose the current one, this so-called connection is a dynamic one. For example, we give a procedure. This tracker is who, in terms of our community, our group, we know how many people participation is, right? Initial Alice arrives, okay? She sends a request. Actually, she doesn't contain any document at all. Alright? So then she got a total list of how many people are there. Then the system, side her temporarily 3 or 4 labels. For example, so-called label means she can communicate with this peer directly. For example, this guy, and then this guy, as well, this guy. Okay? So then she like here, you list, you are missing chunk, okay? So you request someone, for example, in this case, if you try to figure out this already have two, in this case you ask this guy whether I have two, then you do not. So only you have this chunk, you can maybe exchange, maybe you have that person doesn't have. So then you have you maybe offer to that person, alright? So this so-called labels, not fixed every 30 seconds shift. Maybe just randomly assign another 3 labels. Okay. This is the procedure. Okay, pair join the torrent have no chance but will accumulate them over time, for example, through these procedures. Register is triggered to get a list here, connected to subset here. This is becoming your labels. When downloaded, you are uploaded directly to upload here. So one application, you download from someone else, you take a benefit. At the same time, you need to upload it. You already have, someone may not have, or you will share with someone else. Okay. So upload the chunk to others. PR may change groups of peers with whom it changes chunk. Children, PR may come and go. Once PR have an entire file, okay? So if you are selfish, I got everything, I got departure. This situation is okay. Or drastically, we may be current. You stand there, you do not do anything, you just waste some, this is how people started, become your neighbor. You do not upload anything. So in this case, actually you have. So this is also not good behavior. Actually, they have some mechanism issue. You know that there will be some incentive. For example, the scar, if you reject the scar, whether you use or not, actually sometimes use you as a broker or use some of your resources. Then if you virtually you cannot do that. If you put in your resistance, you can set a block. But the network wants to detect you, put your reputation as very low, so then you want to use for someone else, you may get another small communication they give you because the reputation very low, you are not a good citizen at all. Okay. So at any time, different PR have different subset file accounts, then you through labels you exchange in the end, you may be getting it, okay? So the raw, you can see, Alex sent a chance to other four tier, basically is four, currently send her chance at the highest rate, some may be very slow, some may be high, you just got the top four as your labels. But this, every 10 seconds, your labels be evaluated. So every 30 seconds, randomly selected another label. So that means, ideally, if totally is random. So for example, in this classroom, you have 20 or 30 students. Each time, each of you, maybe is two so-called field collection, two labels. So if total randomly you have 30 students, means you get everybody chance is 30, 2 out of 30, right? So in the end, you do infinity amount of time, finally, you always get the documents you need. So we also talk about the UDP, unreliable. This is use of Telegram protocol, right? It is unreliable. As I mentioned, like the best ever, you just throw away, who is your label, you just do that. So, but you allow the packet loss, packet corrupting, but then sometimes if you just a single meter corrupt, you can use checksum to make it works. Okay. Now one. So the most significant bit should be moved to the, you know, this one to the next bit, okay? So then you add here, you got a 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1, and 1, okay? Because this significant one over here. Then you calculate so the 1 complete, okay? So then this 1 becomes, so this after this calculation completes, then you use, you know, the 1's complement, 1 becomes 0, 0 becomes 1. So this is got 3, 1, the rest is 0. So why, once this, at this part, you get, you know, total is 1. Okay, so we go to the, if we go to the sum plus the checksum, what was the result? So these two put together, what's the result? So all bit should be 1, right? So this is the first 3 is 1, the rest is 0. This first 3 0 and the rest 1. So that means if you in the add the sum plus checksum, all the equals 1 means your the data transfer to the other sum is correct. Otherwise you get an error, okay? So the second one, which is the one component of sum, how does the receiver detect the errors? Is it possible that one bit error, just a single bit error, will be under detected? How about the two bits? So the single bit should be okay, you can detect add up 4 bytes, 3 bytes, the original one plus checksum. If the result are 1, as we just mentioned, is right, that means no error. Otherwise, there is an error. Is this one means any one bit error can be you know, detected, and we can do that. If it's 2 bit get selected, that's maybe we cannot able to detect. We are going undetected. As the sum remains the same, we should be the kind of flipped. Okay, we use the example. So this is 1, this is the second number. We add, it's right, if you move to here, you get the sum over here, then you get one complement, you get here, alright? So now if you, you know, the transmission result, original 1, 0, becomes 0, 1, original the second number is 0, 1, in the receiver side 1, 0, certainly these two numbers are already corrupted in the receiver side. So you're doing this, all the operations in the end is the same. So this put together is still is 1, but certainly data will be created by individual user. This is a collective effort, right? So before that, we need to convert the formula, okay, to the megabits per second, because G equals 1,000 megabits, 700 K equals 0.7. Is 0.7 megabits. Okay, so just bring the formula. A equals 10, and F is 15, because G is equals 1,000 megabits, and upload rate is 30 megabits. Okay, this is becoming black. The second one, F is 15 times 10 to the 3 megabits, and the slowest line is 2, okay? So this is your calculation. Roughly, exactly 7,500 seconds, all right? Now if we use P2P, we use the similar formula for doing calculation. This one is identical, this one, this is identical, this one, but they have, this is the same, but here, it's not. Just without the 10 here. So we've got 15 times 10 to the 3, that's 5% upload rate. This is download rate, slows the download rate. Then you know, the collective effort, 10 users, this file size, this you know, uploaded by server, this 10 customer, each customer rate is 0.7 megabits per second. Okay? So this is doing manipulation, so that's exactly 7,500 seconds. So in these cases, whether you use client and it's okay, also it's roughly same amount of time to do that. Now we test the scalability, 10 customer easy, if up to 1,000, what happens? So the first one in the end is about 500. 1,000 seconds, okay? Then the second one, if you just to test there, you only get 20,548 seconds. You can look at here, 20, this is 1, that means this is roughly 25 times, you know, use the client slower than peer to peer. Okay, so now you can see the dynamic. That is very important about this, not the linear groups, rather sublinear. In the lecture slides, there are also curves, you can see. The one is very logarithmic groups, the other one is linear groups. Alright. So, that you can see what's the difference about these two different schemas. Certainly, peer-to-peer management is too complicated to compare client and the server. Then we look at question 4. Suppose Alice might be bigger target client, you know, we already talked about the peer-to-peer ones. Then she doesn't allow other clients to download any data from her system. For example, you have three person here. Suppose the B is Alice, okay? Alice can occasionally, this is by, because each time side of our neighbors, or maybe got it from here, this run maybe not good, then she got, for example, 4, and then she maybe not good, and maybe not good, and you know, and maybe she got a 3. So this person is very mean, she doesn't want to share with the others, okay? She claimed that by using this, her system, she can join a turret, join this free tire, and still receive a complete copy of the share file. If this Alice claim is possible or not, whether she, you know, she do not want to share any or download document with somebody else. Initially, she maybe is empty, but she just joined in. So she may be received from someone else, right? Because someone become her neighbor and send to her. not a server. You are here, and it is free, you know, no server. Okay, everybody, you are contributor, you are also receiver, right? So you, for her, I just want to receive, I do not want to, you know, upload the contributor to anybody else, whether it's Facebook or not. So if you say yes, how many of you say yes? So if it's yes, what's your reason? Why? Okay. As you know, the system basically say yes, it is possible. As long as she just stand over there, you know, this month, you just engage, you know, in some round, because every 30 seconds you will shift your neighbors. Some neighbors, you know, just the common people do not know you, share his part. So as the document size always is limited, right? So for example, this on your call, it's just 100. You waiting every 30 seconds, you waiting one day, you know, that's how many seconds is, right? So you always have a chances, because your neighborhood, you know, if someone neighbor all know you are mean, do not give it to you, but after 30 seconds, you already shift to other neighbors. That group of neighbors may not let you know you well, send you, okay? So in the end, she is possible, but our document, the condition is she stay there as long as possible, okay? So because Alice will never become one of the, this time, you know, each time you choose so-called top four, you know, the highest rate sent to you, but if she, because she did not contribute anything, so she wouldn't become that one. But however, you know, each time you always occasionally you run the design to a labor. So that labor maybe accidentally give you exchange in the chart if you do not have one. Okay. So that's okay. So that means she the consequence she may get way, way long that she can receive all kinds of data. Okay. So one issue you can go home and think about, if you know everybody switch the neighborhood, is the probability is equal, also independent. That means you know so for given side, for example, this side 4, given side n, okay, you have n people participate. So you can you able to calculate was a particular person received all documents in terms of mathematical probability, you know, you know how many rounds of exchange she or he then get the whole document expectation. So if you're interested, you can go home to think about. Certainly, that's you need to learn the probability previously to figure out how it works. The fifth one is a little bit that we consider a 10 meter link is a propagation speed is okay. I first like to move this part. So this is basically tested. So a lot of time talk about our RTT and HTML. So I'm going to transfer. So this is supposed a link. Okay. So the link from this side to this side is 300 times 10 to 6 meters per second. Okay. So then the transmission rate. Okay. This is R. Transmission rate is 150 bits per second. And the packet size is 100,000 bits, right? Okay. So the packet content only is HTTP gate. This is very small. Okay. In this case, you only this is the real document you need transform, okay, use HTTP. key 当到的 object is 100K object. Object size is 100K. Okay. This. Okay. And HTML file contain exactly 10. So that's why written by A by 10, because you have 10 objects, reference object located at the same house. Okay. What's the parallel done of this 10 parallel instance? No persistent HTML. In this case. So for this question, you have to recognize where first we already mentioned in the classroom, the first one, the second one, RTT, and the second one, RTT. Then you download and HTML file, right? So this, no matter how you do, is always gonna heal. Then the so-called 10 you can object in here, okay? The 10 object maybe you download in parallel in pipeline, okay? So that means this you can do because you can this one in parallel, but in terms of the very first two, you cannot must sequential. Only you got the HTML file, you know this 10 objects, okay? Just by this 10 objects in the current location. So, what's the parallel one? Make this, how long does it take? Okay, this is our okay, what's the solution? First of all, we need to figure out because here, sometimes we ignore the propagation. Propagation delay is a physical one, nothing to do with the transmission rate, you know, the packet size, rather than the very first to be the signal speed. Like if you use a light speed, like optical cable, is that if you use a copper one, that's going to be quite low. Here, basically, say the limit is per second 300 times 10 to the 6 meters. Okay? So we just calculated one direction, okay, from the here to here, one direction. And then you go back and this is the other direction, maybe the same in terms of propagation rate, okay? So we can go. You have this first look at the length, okay? This is 10 meters, right? So divide by 300 times 10 to the 6. So that means you got it's easily calculated, is right? Because this zero, that's 10 to the 5, then 10 to 5, this is 2, 10 to the 7, 1 third, then, okay, then this microsecond, microsecond is 1 second equals 1 equals 10 to the 6 microseconds, okay? Yeah, that's right. So this is transmission delay, the propagation delay, okay? Each object can be done in one packet, okay? So time goes to the base of the one. First, we need to download the base of the file, okay? So what do you do? First, 200 divided by 150, 200 basically, you know, the control. You send the signal, send the shifting, right? Here, so that's the size of 200 bit. So the transmission rate is 150. What do we? Oh, okay, transmission rate is 150. So this one. So you said that this transmission rate, this small bit and fire is A prime, R prime. It's here and plus propagation time is TP, right? Okay. Then you receive, okay, this acknowledgement is also small. You need this transmission time and plus propagation time. Then for the third one, once you have the circuit established, you send your request, right? You request the HTML file. So this German air, okay, this is here. So this is transmission. This one, I'm four. Okay. So once you, because the transmission also through the channel, you supposed to have TP, which is propagation. Each time you have propagation. Okay. So this one is you got a, you got the base file. Okay. So once that you have 10 objects. Okay. 10 objects for what's the time? Because each object, first of all, this we got here, okay, we have 10, right? Because we know persistent one. To persistent one, for each of them, you have first, you have send, hand shaking and back, and the second one, you send a request, then you transmission data. This is for each of these. Because 10 objects, we have 10 channels, okay, so we can do in parallel. So that's why you have 200, this control message you send here. So 200 divided by 150 is weak. Be careful, why we do the divide by 10? Because the entire this link read of this 150, right? So you already said this, you have 10 objects, it's above the end. So that's why divide. You just share this 150 above the 10. So this is send request, this handshaking, and this reply from the the other side. But the each way you need add propagation delay. Then this one, so this send request download and this particular object. Okay. So then this is object download each of time of this divided by 10. Okay. So after this, you can calculate the total is 8 TP and 7,337. Okay. So that's for this one. You need to make sure you don't long persistent one. You each of the object that you need handshaking, and download and finish the, close the connection and something like that. Is clear for everyone? Okay, now we got the last one. Last one is a bit tricky. Here says that you have a 10 meter link with propagation speed of 7. That one, the all condition same. Okay, consider persistent one without the parallel connection. Okay, so now be careful. Now we do not have this 10 just a single. Okay, link from this side to that side. Okay, this is 150 meters per second. Okay, so then let's have a look. Do you expect significant gain overall low persistent one? Okay, so let's have a look. First of all, as we mentioned, the base file, that's the sequential one. 10 requests sent back back to back or in pipeline is 7 minutes. Okay, so the first the TCP collection handshaking is right. Then you request the base file and the base file is about to get the base file. Okay, so first of all, in the base file we already calculated in the previous one is this amount of time. You cannot ignore whether you use persistent one, low persistent one, okay? And then we add 10 this packet, because once you initial open this connection, you just doing this in pipeline, and finished, you close, not open maybe TCP connection things, okay? So that's why, but be careful. You send, okay, you got a 10, right? You send a request back request. Be careful. When this, each of these requests take how much time? 10. So this is a control message T, only 30 seconds. But however, you download the very first, this first object you download among the time is that the time you guys send out only take 30 seconds. That means this time and this time is overlapping. This is 600 more seconds. That's sent to this side only take 30 seconds. So once the first object finish, okay, so actually all requests already received. So the receiver side just keep routing, is right, you know, because the request around the other side, the first object hasn't finished downloading yet. So that means around before the first finish. So therefore, they just you calculate this one time, you ignore this time because the rest of the line request is overlapping with this one. So then you got a 10, total is 10 object each taking this time and plus you know the TCP, just the very first one, the rest just you know the following, you don't need TCP again. So that's total how much time required. So this total you can see the original one is 8 TP, is right, and plus this is 6,668. Original one you can see here 7,008. So this is larger than you know here you do not use a parallel connection things. So that's you know the initial phase one plus in the second request the first request then the rest of request. Because this first one is still needed, is right? The tunnel. The rest, because the object 2 to object 10 has the overlapping this first tunnel time. So you just first 10 each of this one by one. So you get this amount of time. Is clear for everyone? Do anyone have any questions?